This dramatization opens with a scene in the living room of a little farmhouse anywhere in the United States during 1943.
Thinking, thinking. Sometimes it is not good to think too much. The news hasn't been the best these days, and alone in the evening, with the darkness closing in, it's easy for a woman to be afraid and desolate and lonely. But we mustn't do that. For who will be brave at home if the women are not brave? Have the women of America trembled in the past? Have they not been tried by war? I am reminded of one woman of America, a woman of Boston, who had already received 5 letters. And then came a 6th. It was a bleak, stormy Thanksgiving day in 1864 when a stranger came to the door of Mrs. Lydia Bixby, alone in her silent house. A stranger bearing in his hand...
A letter, Mrs. Bixby. You'll understand when you open it.
Thank you. Won't you come in? You must be cold.
Thank you, ma'am, but I must carry on. Besides, I see you've set your Thanksgiving table for company. Thank you all the same, and God be with you, madam.
Then he was gone in the twilight, with the snow starting to fall. For a long time, Lydia Bixby held the letter in her quiet hands. Then she went to the window and tore open the envelope. In the dim November dusk, she read the letter, and her mother's heart began to bleed once more. Executive Mansion, Washington, November 21st, 1864. Dear Madam, I have been shown in the files of the War Department that you are the mother of 5 sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle.
Sergeant Charles Bixby, killed at Fredericksburg.
I feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine which should attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming.
Corporal Henry Bixby, killed at Gettysburg.
But I cannot refrain from tendering you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save.
Private Edward Bixby.
Private George Way Bixby.
Private Oliver C. Bixby.
Killed in action.
I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln. The letter flutters from her fingers, and in the gloom she whispers, "Dear God, it must not have been in vain." For a long time, she watched the driving snow against her windows and listened to the wind. That was the ancient wind that blew 3 gallant ships across the sea from Spain 400 years before. That was the bitter ancient wind the pilgrims braved and rode to freedom in the strange new world, and braved again on many a bleak Thanksgiving day to offer up their thanks, though many had perished. And that was the self-same wind that Valley Forge had felt when shivering patriots had huddled there for freedom. That was the ancient wind, and hers, the ancient sacrifice that women made. That was the wind that blew, and it would blow again, for that was the price of liberty. And Lydia Bixby understood and was at peace again. Presently, she lit the lamp and sat down at the table. A tender smile played on her lips. She looked around the table, set for 6, and spoke. "You've done well, my sons. I will say grace. O Lord, we thank thee for all thy goodness and thy blessings, believing and trusting in thy wisdom, accepting thy just judgment, grateful for all and for the goodness and plenty of our land. We ask again thy blessings on this Thanksgiving day. Amen." They were not dead, those others. They were there, in her house, in her heart, in the heart of all America, enthroned and enshrined. They live forever. Amen.